permanent TSB has become the latest bank to increase its interest rate for savers. Rates paid to deposit holders will increase, I wait for it, 0.25% from June. It follows similar increases announced by Bank of Ireland yesterday. Dara Cassidy of bonkers.ie is with us in studio with the figures. It's a pretty modest increase, but I suppose it does perhaps offer some consolation to deposit holders in the banks and other institutions who've seen nothing of this increase in interest rates.
For sure, it hasn't been a great environment for savers over the past few years, and that's despite the fact that we've seen interest rates increase quite heavily since last July. We've seen mortgage rates go up. Anyone who's listening who has a tracker mortgage will know that rates have gone up, but we haven't seen savings rates really increase a huge amount. So it's nice to see a bit of competition I suppose develop here, because only yesterday Bank of Ireland, as you said, increased its rates as well. The pressure now is on AIB to increase its rates. There's been a lot of pressure in the media, I think, as well, for banks to up their savings rates. So maybe we're seeing that pressure on the banks beginning to see them act, which is good. But we do need to put things into perspective with inflation at record levels. Yeah. This 1.5% rate, which you can get with permanent TSB or Bank of Ireland, really is very, very small.
So are these the first moves in what now could become, do you think, a trend? Because the banks have enjoyed an improvement in their net interest margin, the amount of money they make between lending and holding deposits.
They have. It really, really does depend. Over the past few months, Irish mortgage rates have become very, very attractive at a European level. So for quite a long time, Irish mortgage rates were among the most expensive in the Eurozone. For the past 6 months, they've been among the lowest. But the reason is that banks have been using the pittance that they're paying on savings to basically subsidise mortgage rates quite cheaply. And I don't think we can necessarily have the best of both worlds in Ireland. I don't think we can have really, really good savings rates and really, really good mortgage rates. It's either one or the other or a bit of a mix. And I just do wonder where the banks will go with this. I mean, are they now going to start increasing mortgage rates further to compensate for this? And you know, whether you think the bank should be raising savings rates or keeping mortgage rates lower will obviously differ depending on whether you're a prospective first-time buyer or someone who has savings. So it remains to be seen, but I do think the rates have been pitiful up until now, savings rates. So it's nice to see them increase a little bit, but perspective is needed because they're still quite low.
Okay. Dara Cassidy of bonkers.ie, thanks for that.